You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. On this podcast, we're discussing current events from a biblical perspective. This episode is being released on September 9th, 2021. This week, we're going to be talking about the debate between creation and evolution. Is this still a debate in our society anymore? As Christians, what should be our position on this? We're going to consider that in our episode today. For links to the story we'll be talking about, as well as related materials, you can check out the show notes for this episode, plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/090921. Now for our story this week. Science quietly wins one of the right's long-standing culture wars. From Salon, says the bitter culture wars over the teaching of evolution in public schools dominated headlines throughout the 2000s, in large part because of the Bush administration's coziness with evangelicals who rejected the science on evolution. Now, let me stop just a minute. You can already tell this is a left-leaning publication if you're not familiar with Salon, but you can already tell that from just the way all of this is being framed. So keep that in mind as we are reading through this. Flash forward to 2021, when the acrimonious battle over science has shifted from evolution to pandemic public health, and few youngsters are apt to have any idea what, quote, intelligent design even means. Curiously, despite the right seizing on face mask science and immunology as new battlegrounds in the culture war, the fight over evolution is all but forgotten. In fact, for many Americans, it is completely forgotten. Though it might seem hard to believe, Americans are more scientifically literate than ever in 2021, so much so that creationism has become a minority opinion, and Americans are likewise been able to identify intelligent design and other forms of creationism as the inherently religious theories that they are. We know this thanks to a new study published in the Journal of Public Understanding of Science, one which analyzed surveys of public opinion since 1985 and noticed a trend in attitudes about evolution. As more Americans became highly educated, acceptance of evolution grew accordingly. Let me stop there again. Keep that in mind. That is key. As more Americans became highly educated, acceptance of evolution grew accordingly. Now, it continues. From 1985 until 2010, there had been a statistical dead heat among Americans who were asked if they agreed that, quote, human beings, as we know them today, developed from earlier species of animals, end quote. Acceptance then began to increase, becoming a majority position in 2016 and reaching 54% in 2019. Now, again, this article was obviously written from a political perspective, given the author's use of the term the right, referring to political conservatives. Now, it's not my intention here to defend or condemn the right, whatever, however we might define that, because our standard of truth is not what, quote, the right or the left teaches. Instead, our standard is what the Word of God says. And if the right, as the author of this article is referring to, if they've lost some particular aspect of the so-called culture war, or if the right has abandoned or changed its position, that should not affect the position or belief or teaching of Christians. No matter what the right or the left say about creation or evolution or the origin of the universe, what we say about those things as Christians should remain the same. But regardless of whatever political bias the author obviously has, it does seem to be true that more Americans believe the theory of evolution rather than creation or intelligent design. How does this affect us as Christians? On one hand, our beliefs or teachings should be unchanged. Yet there's another impact to this. Notice this statement that is found at the end of that article. And it's linked in the show notes if you want to read the whole thing, but this is one of the statements at the end of the article. While it is welcome to scientists that acceptance of evolution continues to spread, fundamentalists still pose a threat to America's overall scientific literacy. In other words, believing in creation rather than evolution is a threat to those who put their trust in so-called science. Not real science, but really what this is a religious belief in the approved theories of science that our society has accepted and refuses to question. This is what Paul warned Timothy about in 1 Timothy 6:20 and 21. He said, "O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge," where some translations say science falsely so called, "which some have professed and thus gone astray from the faith." A few months ago, here on the podcast, we had an episode about conspiracy theories. And I'll link to that in the show notes if you haven't listened to that. I encourage you to go back and listen to that. Many people tend to be quick to dismiss conspiracy theories. Yet really what it is, they're just quick to dismiss whatever the elites and those in power want to label as conspiracy theories because they challenge their message and the way that these elites want to portray the world. In that episode, we talked about the fact that some believe that creationism, quote, "bears all the hallmarks of a conspiracy theory," end quote. Though if we reject everything that has been labeled as a so-called conspiracy theory, eventually we keep going along with that and not even thinking about, well, could this be true or not? We're going to be forced to reject the Bible when its teachings are labeled that way. So we need to be careful about, well, it's a conspiracy theory, we just need to reject it. Be careful. Who's calling it a conspiracy theory? And what else are they calling a conspiracy theory? Because sometimes they label the Bible teachings in that as well. So this is also a warning about worldly education. I am not opposed to education. Education is good. But we need to be careful about the humanistic education that is prevalent in our public schools and universities that leads people away from God by elevating, what Paul said, what is falsely called knowledge. That's why I emphasize that point at the end of the article, that the acceptance of evolution as it spreads, fundamentalists, those who don't accept evolution, those who believe what the Bible teaches, pose a threat to America's overall scientific literacy. You believe the Bible, you are a threat. Too many people in the public education system learn to trust in man's wisdom so that they reject the revealed will of God and go astray from the faith. That's why, as the article pointed out, as people become more educated, they are more likely to reject what the Bible says about the origin of the universe and accept what science, falsely so-called, says about the origin of the universe. If you are in the public educational system, or you have kids or grandkids who are in the public educational system, I'm not saying that you need to get out or get those kids out in order to be a faithful Christian or to help them be a faithful Christian. I'm not saying you have to do that necessarily. But what I am saying is that you need to be on your guard. In just the same way that Paul told Timothy, be on your guard about this teaching and this influence that leads one to elevate what has been labeled as science or knowledge and elevates that above the Word of God so that we question what the Scriptures teach rather than question what we're being taught by those who are educating us contrary to that. Now, back to the theory of evolution, and it's important to emphasize that fact. Even those who believe in evolution will still have to say it is the theory of evolution. There's a reason why it is called a theory. It will always be a theory because it can never be proven. And from a purely scientific perspective, creationism uses the same evidence as evolution. It's just interpreted differently. It's looking at the same evidence and saying what makes the most sense. Scientifically, I believe creationism makes more sense than evolution. From a purely scientific, naturalistic perspective, I believe creationism makes more sense. Now, you might say, well, you're not a scientist. No, I'm not. But it makes more sense, more common sense, to look at the world and the things that are in it with the design and the way everything works together. It makes more sense that this was created and ordered by a higher being than all of this exploded by chance, came from nothing, and then all of a sudden there was something, exploded, and then everything formed from that. Went from chaos into order. It makes more sense that it was created rather than it came by chance from nothing. But even besides that, believing that God created this world and everything in it is important because that's what the Bible teaches. Consider a few points on this, and these are taken from an article that I wrote. It's on the Plain Bible Teaching website, will be linked in the show notes, on atheism and humanism, because atheism, which is closely related to humanism, which elevates human beings, human thought to the level of God, this rejects God as the creator. And in place of God as the creator, you have blind chance evolution that came from nothing, for no purpose. Everything just happened to be. Creation is important. Creation needs to be emphasized and needs to be taught, and we need to understand it and help others to understand it as well. Why is it important? Consider these points. Number one, God is the creator, and he rules over the universe. The Bible begins with this simple declaration that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. The psalmist wrote, "Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves," in Psalm 100, verse 3. His sovereignty is over all things in heaven and on earth. Psalm 103:19 talks about that. So God is the creator. There is this world that we live in. It had to come from somewhere. God is the creator, and he rules over the universe. That's why it's important that we understand the creation. Second point is that God has provided evidence in creation for his existence. Beyond the statements in the Bible, because I know a lot of people anymore say, well, the Bible's not true. We don't need to listen to what the Bible says. There is evidence for God found in the physical world around us, which is why I said earlier, scientifically, you look at the world around us, what is the most logical explanation for how all this came to be? Not blind chance of something exploding from nothing, but that it was made by God. Psalm 19, verse 1, it says, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands." Paul explained that in the created world, God's invisible attributes, his eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse, Romans 1:20. The world around us, with the provisions that God has made that allow life here to continue, serve as a witness for God's power, his goodness, and his care for man. You can read about that in Acts 14, verses 15 through 17. That was Paul's point there. This creation and the ongoing providence is a witness to God, and we continue to see that today. Third reason why it's important that we understand the creation is that God expects us to have a reasonable basis for our faith. Even though atheists claim that faith in God is unreasonable, God expects us to have a faith in Him that is based upon evidence. The Hebrew writer defined faith as the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen in Hebrews 11:1. When Paul taught the gospel, he provided reasons and evidence as to why people were to believe his message about Christ, Acts 17, verses 2 and 3. God does not want us to abandon reason. He appeals to our reason through the gospel and through the evidence in the world around us. And a fourth point, it is the fool who says there is no God. Because of the evidence for the existence and the power of God that leaves the unbeliever without excuse, as we read in Romans 1:20, the psalmist was able to say that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. It's in Psalm 14 and verse 1. Those who reject God want to portray Christians as being foolish. Yet they are the ones who have rejected the plain evidence for God in favor of the unproven and unprovable counter theories of men, in particular evolution and everything with the origin of the universe. They can never prove those things. They have no evidence that the universe started the way that it did. They have no evidence for how life began here on this earth. It's contrary to reason. It's contrary to the natural laws of that exist around us that govern everything that has God put in place from the beginning. And yet they choose to believe that and try to claim that believing in God is foolish. God has provided evidence for all of us that prove his existence. Yet many people have rejected this evidence. They've refused to submit to God and have placed themselves and mankind in a place of preeminence in the universe. This is what humanism is. They reject God, and so man is at the top of everything in the universe. I believe it's important that we are aware of the direction our society is going, that if more people are embracing evolution and rejecting creation, more people don't believe God, then believe God. It's important that we know that. But regardless of whatever the right or the left believe or promote or defend, God's word doesn't change. And God's word is true. So whether it's about creation or anything else that the Bible teaches, we need to make sure that we continue to believe it and teach it and share it with others. Because that's the only way that anyone is going to find any hope. It's through God and His Word. And man may reject it. Society may label it as foolish. But it is the only way we can have any hope. It's found in Christ. It's found, shown to us in the Word of God. We need to be following that and pointing others to it as well. You can check out the show notes for this episode to read more about that article about atheism and humanism. I've also included an article about the Day of Creation from a series that I did on the great days in history, and also that podcast episode about conspiracy theories. If you haven't checked that out, I encourage you to do that. But that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this episode to be interesting and informative and helpful. And for the show notes of this episode and the links to everything we've talked about, you can go to plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/090921. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in this episode or the podcast in general, please share this with them. I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story or hear some topic that you believe may make for a good discussion here as it relates to current events or the state of our society or our culture today, email that to me. You can reach me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter.